What's up mga kabatang 90s? Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host for today. My name is Otis J. With me are my co-host,
Tita K,
Mr. George,
Arvin B.
And we would like to introduce a very special guest from Rajang, Mr. Reginald. Say your name, please.
I am Reginald Roy Rajang, and honored to be here on your podcast.
All right. Okay, so kamusta naman kayo guys? Hope all of you are doing well. Before we begin pala, quick plug lang ng mga socials natin. Hope you can support our podcast by following us on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, and sharing the link to the podcast to your friends, or if you are feeling generous, buy us coffee. Link will be in the description below. Alright, so our topic for today, medyo intense na episode to guys, so hope you will follow us all throughout the session. Recently, there's talks kasi on having ROTC back in the curriculum. So the reason why this is a bit of an issue is because back in 2000s, this was abolished, due to an issue or due to an event that led to a death of a certain student, no, during an ROTC. Just to give a quick summary, merong na haze during an ROTC training, and it led to an investigation that said that parang this guy was being harassed, was being hazed, and so on and so forth. There is discussion right now that's, you know, being brought up to the lawmakers, Senate and Congress, kasi kaya daw parang maraming problema ngayon sa mga kabataan is because walang ROTC, mental health, blah blah blah, peer pressure, blah blah blah. So one of the lawmakers was proposing na ibalik siya sa curriculum ng mga schools. To start with lang siguro guys, what are your thoughts? Ibabalik ang ROTC. What are your experiences during ROTC? Anything in particular that you'd like to bring up?
I knew a few na mga ROTC officers. Pero ang na-experience ko nung high school, nung way back in the 90s, is yung CAT. Kasi high school, parang pag third year, fourth year ka, di ba? Meron kayong CAT na tinatawag.
I have a question though. So, kung walang ROTC, saan kumukuha ng mga sundalo yung army natin?
Kasi may friends kami na nag-PMA, no? So, right after high school, there are at least siguro, I would say, a good 5% of fourth-year high school population that is interested in going to the army. Regardless of kung sa Philippines yon or yung iba kasi, yung, let's say sa 5% na yun, yung mga dalawa or tatlo kong kilala gusto sa US, nag-West Covina, and so on and so forth. So there's a good population. I'm not sure if it's the same for other schools. Parang, but I would like to assure, you know, parang for the sake of statistics, na parang a good percentage, 3 to 5% ng mga gumagraduate gusto mag-PMA. The reason behind that daw is, well, various. Some of them belong to a military family. Yung tatay, general, cap, lieutenant, whatever. Yung iba naman, would like to secure a good financial standing. Kasi pag nag-PMA ka, after a certain period, may sweldo ka na eh. And you are privy to government benefits as well. Paminsan wala namang gera, so na, alam mo yun, kumikita ka and di mo kailangan mahirapan. But at the same time, reserve ka. So pag kulang, for example, sa population natin, let's say 5%, 100 million people tayo, no, kunyari. And then 5% nun nasa military. Pag kinulang yun, dun papasok si ROTC. Lahat ng, kaya pinag-ROTC lahat ng estudyante is para yung conscription ng mga kailangan i-deploy is there.
Yun.
If that makes sense.
That's why I'm asking. Kasi, paano kung magkagera sa Philippines? If, kung, di ba inabolish yung ROTC for the past how many years na ba?
20 so, years or less, yeah?
Ha? Huh? No, 20 years. 20 years na siyang abolished?
Sorry, okay. Not abolished, but ang ginawa is you are given a choice to choose between ROTC
or community service.
Community service, yes. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So kung walang ROTC, edi wala tayong katawan na papadala sa gera sa front lines. right? So I think that's why it's very important to put ROTC. I mean, lahat naman ng countries meron yan eh. Apart from the Philippines, lahat sila merong military training. And even your favorite K-pops, diba? They're going to military service. Exactly.
Correct.
It's mandatory sa kanila. Yeah. It's for the preservation of the of your country. Ngayon kung tatanggalin mo 'yan, walang magpo-protect sa country mo. So
kasi
so
ang issue nila dito is kaya daw nila gustong ibalik yung ROTC is to benefit the students na undergoing or it could cure mental health problems ng mga estudyante, which is yung iba naman parang ang dami nagsasabi, especially mga students, na it will not help us, lalo pa kaming mamroblema or lalo pang dadagdag yung mental health problems namin pag nilagay nyo kami sa ROTC or binigay nyo kami ng ROTC, something like that. And even the doctors are debunking what Defense Secretary Carlito Galvez pala yung nag-propose nun, na hindi naman nakaka-cure ng mental illness ang pagkakaroon ng ROTC or ang pagsabak ng mga estudyante sa ROTC. So ito yung parang mainit na issue ngayon. Yung mga, di ba, we all know that kids nowadays or mga estudyante, ang dami nilang problema. Totoo lang. Compared to us, sa problema natin, baon, paano makakupit sa, paano makapag-cutting class, paano mo mapapasa yung subject mo.
I think, di ba, guys? I think mali yung framing kasi nung dahilan kung bakit kailangan ng ROTC eh. Dapat di niya nalang sinabi yun. Dapat sinabi na lang nila, kailangan natin yan para protektahan yung bansa mo. Tapos, I don't understand why, how it flies over the heads of people na, tanggalin yung ROTC. Without thinking na without ROTC, wala tayong mga sundalo. Ano gagawin natin? I mean, wala na nga tayong defense eh. Sasatanggalin mo pa ng cavalry. I think the problem is not it's more of the implementation. Yung nga, di ba, kaya na-abolish in the first place is because of the hazing na nangyari. Kasi ganun yung ginagawa at ganun yung nangyari talaga sa loob. Instead of really training people to become soldiers, they're using it as parang power play. Ganun yung nangyayari. Yun yung dapat mabago. Kasi even if kung ganun yung mangyayari, there's also no point of implementing ROTC or any civilian military training kung hindi din naman matututo yung mga sundalo mo. And eventually, yung mga supposedly na mga tao or yung mga sundalo mo is, kumbaga walang alam. Hindi rin mapoprotektahan yung bansa dahil they were not trained properly.
Siguro, what we can say is, parang first of all, ano bang ina-address ng mga lawmakers na to? Why are they bringing back ROTC? They say na it's to cure mental illness, no? Second, but then again, we have parang ang dami tayong conjecture dyan na parang wala namang proof yan eh, or parang it's not, Second is, may mixed conception kasi na ROTC is specifically for war, which ako personally, I disagree kasi parang hindi naman tayo palaging at war, but we still need military research for other purposes like domestic terrorism, I suppose.
And they can also teach like yung mga basic first aid, di ba, sa ROTC. If we undergo or if the students undergo ROTC, probably they can insert or they can inject those basic survival methods to the students, di ba? Gusto ko marinig yung yung opinion dito ni Arvin kasi bilang teacher, for sure marami siyang nakakausap ng mga estudyante kung ano yung take nila. Anong mga subs? Ano bang mga nila? Ayaw ba nila?
Of course, ayaw nila. Well, most of them, ayaw nila. Hindi naman talaga kami matutulungan niya. Mas lalo lalala yung nararanasan namin, nararamdaman namin, parang ganun. Parang they feel quite overwhelmed na siguro. Most of them, they said, parang that's not the solution, blah, 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 blah. Pero kasi hindi ko makuha ng maayos, or rather, hindi ko ma-accept ng maayos yung sagot nila without any color of politics. Parang kasi, kung yung kampo nyo yung, or rather, kung yung gusto nyong tao yung nagsabi nito, maybe you'd agree eh. Kahit gano'ng ka-logical, kasi nabanggit nyo lahat eh, napakaganda rin naman ng points na basic survival skills, blah, 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 and reserve, as a reserve.
Parang ready for conscription in case of war.
Di ba alam mo yun, para sa bayan, I think ako, honestly kasi ako, hindi kami nag-ROTC, pero I was looking forward to it. Yung batch ko, I was looking forward to it. Pero then, nung when time came na parang nung ako naman na yung magagano, wala na siya. I wanted kasi, lumaki ako na parang for God and for country, yung, alam mo yun, yung motto, pro Deo et Patre, ganun talaga. Pero I don't think, yung mga bata ngayon, di na nila iniisip yun, sasabihin na lang nila, no, di ba? Ako muna!
just to play devil's advocate lang.
Pagkatanggol ng Pilipinas, ganun yung iniisip ng iba, not all, and, ewan ko, hindi nila naiisip, na paano nga kung sabi ni Jacob, ni Mr. George, na paano kung wala na talagang ilalaban? Paano kapag naubusan tayo ng foot soldiers? Meron ba tayong? Meron naman tayong mga pawns or foot soldiers na ilalaban. Pampaubos pala ba?
Paano pag si Jungkook yung nagsabi, oy, mag-ROTC kayong lahat?
Ito na ha. Speaking of, parang nabanggit din ni Mr.
Air pressure yan.
Na yung mga K-pop nyo nga, nag-military service, gino-glorify nyo. Tapos pag kayo naman, ayaw nyo na. Diba? Anong katangahan yun?
Okay, wait. To play devil's advocate lang, is the reason why, kumbaga, di ba sinasabi natin na ayaw nila? Is it, kaya tapos yung explanation is hindi natin matanggap. Is it because hindi nila ma-express properly kung bakit nila ayaw? Or is it the reason itself?
Maybe because yung sinasabi nila, hindi yun yung totoong rason kung bakit nila ayaw.
So, snowball na lang sometimes.
Yeah.
Like if a person, kung may tao magsabi na, ayoko mag-RTC kasi ganito. Ayoko na din kasi ganun. And then, dadami siya eh. Personally, ako, hindi umabot ng RO, pero CAT na muta ko pa. I'm one of the last high school batches nagkaroon ng CAT. And look forward to it. I was happy doing it. Baka it's an isolated case for me. Kasi, yung dad ko, nag-military siya. So, dahil nag-military yung dad ko, I look forward to somewhat experiencing something like it. So, yung quote-unquote hazing, you know, push-ups, squats, whatever, like, I look forward to it. Like, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, oh, mahirap mag-push-up, mahirap mag-squat, pero ako din naman magbe-benefit, lalakas din naman ako magkatapos na doon. Dahil naturuan ako ng disiplina. Not saying naman na lahat ng branch ng CAT or ROTC is matino like that, like what I had. Pero, in a way kasi, I was always looking forward to it. So, wala akong contradiction. Yung nagkaroon ng balita na, oh, next year wala ng CAT. Nalungkot ako noon. Kasi gusto ko sana yung mga lower batch ko, ma-experience na experience ko. Kasi masaya siya. In a way na, like, I look forward to it, but my batchmates did not look forward to it. But along the way, like along the course of that school year, lahat kami natuwa na din after a while. Kasi it's an experience that you should, like not even towards the point na, sige, it will prepare you for military service or whatnot. Hindi. I mean, it's just an experience of camaraderie na maganda siyang makuha. Exactly. Primarily because pasok mo ng CAT or ROTC, for example, lahat kayo patay. Walang mas mayaman, walang mas mahirap, walang mas pribilehyo, wala. Pantay-pantay kayo lang, magtutulungan kayo lahat kasi platoon kayo lahat. Yun yung maganda ma-experience na kahit ano palang walks of life mo. For me, ito yung experience sa CAT/RO, is lahat ng walks of life, malalaman mo na, you know what, okay pala eh. Hindi naman pala kailangan magkaroon ng segregation. Kasi pagdating dun sa platoon, parehas na kayo. And then that was a good experience for me, at least.
When I had my ROTC kasi, to be quite frank, yes, it was a pain in a sense na parang, shit, ang hirap ng physical aspect of it. But in retrospect, natuto ako maging medic, natuto ako mag-CPR, natuto ako maging physical, parang how to do proper push-ups and stuff. At the same time, ang dami ko nakitang parang hindi naman tumaki, hindi natin mapapakinabangan during a wartime. For example, yung pag-ikot ng barrel, anong gagawin ko sa pag-ikot ng barrel? Turuan mo ako gumamit ng barrel. Hindi ko kailangan matutong mag-ng ng gano'n ng barrel. Ano, basta ko gagamitin yun, di ba? saan ko gagamitin yung marching. I mean, yeah, it's nice to look at lahat kayo in sync mag-march. But who the hell marches in war? Diba? Parang sa, during war, gumagapang kayo eh. O kaya parang, kung let's say, guerrilla tactics sa Pilipinas, parang kailangan marunong kang kumain ng something edible in a forest pag baka kasi baka mamaya ma-stuck kayo sa bunker or whatever. Yung mga ganung simple small things, yun yung sana tinuturo nila.
Nag-officers training ako noon eh for nung sa CAT. Tapos nag-influence lang din sa akin noon yung mga friends ko. Barkada. Yep. And then
interesting point. Okay.
Yeah.
And pero then, gusto mo talaga. Without them pressuring you na jumoin.
No, I have the same same reservations ng mga current generation ngayon and the generations earlier, which is ayaw kong maarawan, hindi ko rin magets kung ang init eh.
Ayaw mag-itiyo.
Ang init eh, mangingitim ako. Hindi pa uso yung sunscreen ng time na yon. And then hindi ko rin magets kung bakit ano ba yung mga pinagagawa na yan? Bakit kailangan mag-matcha-matcha na yan? Well, that's the problem din kasi I think with the military. And the way they sort of teach you is do first before you complain or before you ask. Yun yung turo. Kasi practically, kaya nila sinasabi yun is, syempre, life or death situation, diba, buhay nakataya dyan eh. So you really have to listen to what your commander is telling you kasi hindi lang buhay mo yung nakataya. Even your fellow soldiers is dependent on you doing what your commander is telling you to do. So yun yung sinasabi nila. Ang mahirap dun kasi hindi siya in-explain. Hindi siya in-explain eh. 'Di ba? It's either hindi kayang i-explain kaya explain nung mga commanders mo kung ano yung dahilan, kung bakit or talagang they're just used to the system na I don't give a shit. Do what you tell me or babatuhan kita or kakaldagan kita, ganun.
Kinatamad mag-explain.
Pwedeng ganun. Oo.
Kasi, obedience is mandatory.
Obedience talaga is mandatory. If you really think about it, ganun talaga. You really have... Kasi nga, buhay nga yung nakataya. So, worst comes to worst, something happens, hindi naman ikaw yung ma-blame eh. Hindi mo responsibility. Responsibility ng commander mo kung ano yung mangyari sa platoon mo. So, you have to listen. Otherwise, kung hindi, lahat kayo, lahat ng buhay nyo, all of your lives are on the line. Yun yung, ang hindi ko lang alam kung paano to explain, kung paano to magagets ng ibang tao. Diba? I mean, even if somebody tells you this, they might not understand. Or pwede kasing, talagang may communistic mindset lang. Kasi tingin ko, mga komunista lang yung mga ayaw ng ROTC. Kasi diba, sino may kinabang yan? Sino may kinabang pag walang ROTC? Exactly. Right?
Pero I have a question for you, Mr. George. Kasi diba, you're a father of two sons. And are you, okay ba sa'yo na, let's say, ibalik ko hindi yung ROTC for your kids to experience or, I mean, willing ka ba na ma-experience nila yung ROTC, CAT?
It all depends on whether I still love my country. By the time na... Kasi yun naman yung preservation ng country. Kung if you don't love your country anymore, and for example, if I decide 10 years down the line to move outside, probably say go to Canada. Go. Kasi we need to preserve that country. Yun lang naman yun eh. You love your country or not?
How about si Mr. Reg? I think I understand you're also a parent though. What's your insight? If, let's say, would you want your kids to go through ROTC as well, given what we know about ROTC right now?
When it comes to my daughter, I would support anything that she wants to do. But if you're asking like my opinion, if like I would like push her to take ROTC or CAT, well, it was a good experience for me. So I would encourage her to do so. But the final decision will always be hers. If she wants to go forward with it, just ask me, Dad, can I go for ROTC? It looks like it's something that I can learn something from. Then go ahead and then I'll share my experience with her. And then hopefully that motivates her. If she goes forward, then great. If she doesn't, whatever. from what I've heard kasi from each of our experiences, super different. It's inconsistent. Yun lang eh. I think one of the major issues about CAT or ROTC training is that depending on where you're going to take it, it's actually inconsistent. Like, with Sir Jacob, what he shared is like, oh, the twirling of the rifles. I don't need to learn that. I need to learn like survivabilities, right? I learned the twirling of the rifles too, particularly because it signifies this absolute obedience. It's like, you do this, I tell you to do this, you say how high, you're locked. But then also, in my military training, we were taught how to disassemble, reassemble an M16. We're also taught how to walk on mud without footprints. We're also, as a final exam at that time, we're also like, sorry for the squeamish, but we're also taught how to catch a chicken, put a plastic bag over that chicken's head, twist it open, and pop
it up. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, meron din siyang survivability, survival skills din talaga na involved. I think, yun nga, the main reason of the whole, like, parade thing wherein you march and you have to, like, shuffle just to make sure that your left foot is together with everybody else's left foot or you twirl your rifles around, I think it's just a test of obedience in a way. Yeah, right? I mean, right now, a lot of people may, like, marami na tayong generations na napagdaanan na hindi naman, like, CAT or, like, ROTC. However, kung nag-work na sila or whatnot, for example, in a BPO industry, meron magkasabi dyan, military mindset, bro. Military mindset tayo.
Exactly.
What does that mean? Kasalanan na isa, kasalanan na lahat. And then, why? Because they weren't exposed to that kind of culture.
Yeah.
Right? Pero it happens every day. Everybody's familiar with military mindset. Ayoko dyan. Ganun, diba? It is how it is. That's like with what Mr. Shared. Ganun nga. Like, ang masisisi kasi officer mo eh. Kapag sumunggay ka, officer mo. So, sa tingin mo, sinong pagbubuntungan ng officer mo? Siyempre,
domino effect lang yan, di ba?
Yeah. So, you know, being exposed to that kind of activity or that kind of culture, when I started working, it was more relaxed. When they said like military culture, hindi fine, see.
No, which philosophy dapat, de joke lang.
I think kasi that, like for me lang, ROTC and CAT prepares you for other aspects of life.
Exactly.
If anyone here watching is interested in entering like the culinary industry, you want to be a chef, you probably watch Wolfgang Puck, Gordon Ramsay, or whoever chef that you actually favor.
Sino yung ano, bang na ano yung chef sa YouTube?
Sino ba
si ano?
Uncle Roger?
Hindi, Uncle Roger. Yung bang, yung mga ganun, kalimutan ko na eh. Chef din siya sa Channel 7 yata. Anyway.
Pilipino yan, diba?
Oh, Pinoy. Sorry. Oh, go ahead. Like, sorry.
I never entered culinary school because I didn't have like the budget for it. Every friend that I had that entered culinary school, they all said the same thing. It's military effing training. Right? You all start from peeling potatoes, washing dishes. Pag sinabi ni chef na ito yung gagawin mo, yun lang ang gagawin mo. It doesn't matter kung gano'ng ang galing magluto. Pag sinabi niya, magpilas ka ng patatas, magpipilas ka ng patatas. Okay. Yun lang talaga. That's how you start in the kitchen and then you work your way up. You'll find these stories and even in like some videos on YouTube, Gordon Ramsay will admit, when I started, I was just peeling potatoes. And then like where he is now is sort of remarkable. But they all started in that mindset. So for me, having an experience like CAT or ROTC actually prepares you for some real-world situations that you didn't think would be possible for you. So to answer that question, would I encourage my daughter to participate in CAT or ROTC? Yes, I would encourage her. But the final decision will always be, if she doesn't want to do it and it's not mandatory, then no. But, you know, if it was mandatory, just like in my time, mandatory siya, and she doesn't want to, I would convince her, like, about the positive effects of what you can do. Of course, there are a lot of negative effects. But there are a lot of positive effects. And if it's mandatory, might as well look at, like, the silver lining or the positive outcome of what you can get rather than, like, what it would make you feel, which is down on the rut.
Okay. So siguro my next question would be for our teacher here, Mr. Arvin, and to our star student, Tita Kay, no? For Arvin, siguro, kasi Sir Reg opened up the topic about obedience, which I would equate somehow to discipline, no? Where do teachers come in sa ganun, if that's the case? Parang, kasi what I was thinking, if teachers taught the students well enough, would they still require, or parang if let's say there's a curriculum for teachers to teach those, would we still require ROTC in a sense?
You know, iba kasi yung theory sa application. We can teach na parang this is how you do, this is how you walk properly, this is how you speak properly, this is how you should think in a team, this is how things are done, blah, blah, blah. Theory lahat yun. Diba? Lahat yun, I mean, ginawa ko talaga yun, parang nasa test yun, naka-essay yun. Parang, oh, what do you do in this kind of situation? Yes, in theory, plakado ka, maayos ka. But,
can teachers ba parang do, parang okay, ito yung practical. Hindi ba applicable, hindi ba pwedeng gawin yun sa school or something? Parang, or like a field trip?
It really depends on the curriculum. Ngayon, sabi ko nga, wala na kaming ROTC before, di ba? O, ngayon, hindi kami nagtuturo ng ROTC or CAT. Ibabalik pa lang ata eh. So, wala pa mandato. So, values education or CLE or whatever, yun yung kapalit niya or GMRC. Lahat yun nandun eh. Clumped up na yung mga good points ng ROTC. Sinummarize siya, winotter down siya, din nilagay siya sa mga subjects na yon. Now, lahat yun, theory lang. Ngayon, paano kung pwede nga bang practical exam or whatnot? Wait. Kapag ipapapractical ko kung paano pumatay ng manok, wala na akong trabaho kinabukasan. Kapag pinapractical ko naman na parang gumapang-gapang sila doon, magre-reklamo yung mga bata kasi syempre, sir, bakit mo kami biglang tuturuan gumapang ng maayos or maglakad sa putik ng ganun-ganun na lang? Di ba?
Akala ko IT yung subject nyo, sir. Bakit nyo
oh, sir, akala ko.
Akala ko, sir, IT yung subject natin. Bakit tayo gumagapang, sir, sa putik?
Akala ko, magpapar tayo.
Naghahanap ng silicon para sa GPU. Hindi, joke lang.
So yan, Jacob, hindi siya pwedeng ay practical exam na lang. No, hindi kaya, man. Hindi talaga kaya. Kasi hindi mo siya matuturo ng isang lesson lang eh. Yung lahat ng good points ng ROTC. No. And tama yung sinabi ni Reg kanina na hindi kasi point doon yung masunog ka sa arawan eh. Hindi ang point yung masayangin yung oras mo. Point doon is matuto kang maging disiplinado. And I wish na natutunan ko yun before kasi sobrang ako bago ako madisiplina. I had to teach myself discipline na natutunan ako later part of my ito na, bago-bago lang.
That's one of the things also that a lot of people encounter now. Like, kasi my batch was the last batch to have like military training in high school. Right? So, for some of my friends, you know, you look back, stress siya, Axel, kailangan ko lang ipasa to, ganyan. But then when I got older, it was all like, buta na natutunan ko to dun kasi hindi ko alam paano nga gawin to eh. Yung mga ganun.
Yeah. Ngayon, hindi nyo sabihin mo paano pumatay ng manok, babalay ko dyan.
YouTube nila,
diba? YouTube. How to twist a chicken's neck.
TikTok, my stepson. How to cook chicken. Yung sinasabi nga nila na one of the reasons why need ibalik yung ROTC is for curing the mental health issues ng mga kabataan ngayon. I think in some way, kasi diba, they're opposing na, no, it's not, it will not help. But having physical activities can also help you. Kasi if you're always on your phone, when you're always online, you don't go out, you don't experience physical activities anymore, your mind will, exactly, di ba? But if you're doing ROTC or if you're experiencing physical activities, like physical education, PE na lang, di ba? Doing sports, for example, that will also help your mental health kasi it will, 'di ba, meron nga tayong tinatawag na hormones, 'di ba, na magti-trigger para maging happy tayo kapag may ginagawa tayong something happy.
When it comes to mental health, because when you say military training, do you think about all of the physical stress, all the physical things that you need to do, squatting in the middle of the noontime, the sun, and oh no, my green dream won't work because it's getting dark, or something like that. Oh no, you can only do like 5 push-ups. When it comes to mental health, I would agree that it would help mental health. Like, not generally, of course, I'm not speaking like for everyone who has like a serious condition of mental health, because that's serious. Get help if you need to, right? But when it comes to like a mindset, being part of military training actually turns off that mental capabilities, because all you need to do is just do what you're told. That's it. You don't need to think about anything. You don't need to stress about anything. If your commander says, give me 50 push-ups now, you just do 50 push-ups now. There's no thinking, there's no stressing. There's not, how am I supposed to do 50 push-ups? It doesn't matter. You just have to do it. And then that also relieves some sort of like that mental stress that people are worried about now, because you're given focus. Like meditation with someone like that, if there is people here who've experienced meditation.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to go back to sinabi ni Tita kay kanina, parang it will not, how do you know na parang it will not make us worse, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Sinabi ni Tita kay kanina, parang it will get, you better get your ass up, parang you will stop being in front of a computer on your phone.
Yeah.
The number one factor kasi in youth, depression, probably, ako, hindi ko alam yung exact
social media.
Statistic number is social media. Mm. Lalo na yung mga kababaihan, they tend to like, how do I say this?
They measure themselves with the opinions of their likes.
Yeah, yung parang,
getting affirmation through likes, reactions.
Mm. Yeah. So, sa iniisip nila, hindi ako maganda kasi hindi ako si...
Dilalike.
Walang nag-like sa post sa mga selfie mo.
Yeah, tapos makikita nila yung pictures ng mga kaibigan nila. Ah, bakit sila? Nagbabakasyon sila sa ganito and whatnot. You're exposing yourself to a certain kind of mental torture na you can't get out of. Kasi you're just exposed to that. Parang paulit-ulit lang. The people on social media, they just post fake things to make a fake image of a good life. Tapos, yung ibang tao, maiinggit sila. Yeah, may effect on. Like, I was, naramdaman ko yun, first hand, parang, yung mga kaibigan ko nun, yung mga klase ko nun, layo na nang narating, nasa US na, and what, ako nabubulok ako dito. But, ako nabubulok ako dito, pero, ang ganda ng sweldo ko, kumakain ako 3 beses sa isang araw, may pampansit kanto na ako. Hindi lang ako marunong pumatay ng manok with my bare hands. Pero, what I'm saying is, they just don't know, talaga, they wouldn't know na parang, that won't help us, blah, blah, blah. Tama yung sinabi ni Tita Kay, if you're out of yung your comfort zone, if you're out of what's giving you the problem, hindi mo alam na yun yung problema mo eh.
You'll actually have
You're not aware na what you're looking at and kung saan ka sanay, your comfort zone is what's really killing you.
Yeah.
So kapag nilabas ka doon, nagpo-push up ka and whatnot, yeah na. So iba na yung nasa isip mo. Hindi mo na iniisip mo ngayon yung Korean facial cream mo. Iisipin mo na ngayon, ang manok yung papatayin ko mamaya. Di ba?
I'd like to raise like two things from what Arvin said. Number one is like the number one killer, guys, of like number one health, cause of health problems now is actually being sitting down for 8 hours or more.
Yeah,
it does give me a lot of health problems. And I'd like to go back to my...
Not only mental, but physical health issues physical then, right? Di ba?
And we were talking about like general mental health. And what is the one thing that like most people recommend about like your mental health? You can sit down and meditate, right? Meditation is a very, very powerful tool to help you with your mental state, right? But how do you, like, to those who don't know, and if you don't know, that's great. But like, let me like tell you, like, how do you start to meditate? What is the first step, right? The first step is to close your eyes, relax yourself, imagine yourself relaxing every fiber of your muscle in your body. But also, ang pinaka-crucial is to think about or to mind your breathing all the time. So you'll get thoughts, but then no, it's okay. Padali mo lang yung thoughts mo. Go for your breathing. Remember your breathing. Remember your breathing. It's always like, remember, focus on your breathing. Focus on your breathing. And to me, like, I've meditated. I've gone to military training. It's somewhat the same. You're just telling me what to do. And as long as I can turn my mind off and do what you told me to, I can get my, like, my stressful mind, like, kind of relaxed.
Inner peace.
Yeah, I can get inner peace, per se, like, for lack of better words. Yeah, because I don't think of anything else. I'm just thinking or I'm just doing what I'm being told to do, in a way. It's not submissive. It's just...
Ayun. That's yun yung term na inaantay ko, yung being submissive.
It's not submissive.
Yeah. Kasi, kaya ko siya inaantay. Kasi, di ba, Jacob, I think some of our youth today, parang they're very opinionated, sasabihin nila, I don't wanna go ROTC, parang I don't wanna be a sheep. Di ba?
It's not submissive. It's not submissive. You would actually involve yourself to be in that mindset.
Well, how can we, you know, tell them the parang not to become a sheep,
diba?
Or Jacob.
I'd like to go back to that submissive part because that's a very interesting point. Pero just to go back to Sir Reg's point of obedience. Mamaya tayo sa submissive kasi medyo ano yung word na yun, medyo right. Intense yung word. Kasi I'd like to ask Tita Kay kasi she was a star student back in school. And my perception of star students kasi is that they are more obedient compared to us lower beings talaga eh. And, or let's say parang they're more compliant because they have in my opinion na parang they are wired or parang they because of the studying that they went through kaya nga sila star students parang they went to something more rigorous parang they have disciplined themselves more let's say in studying hence when you translate it to ROTC and combating peer pressure and mental health, their brain is more parang resistant to stuff like those. So siguro Tita Kay, I'd like to ask, if let's say, because of how your rigor, or yung parang, yung mga pinagdaanan nyo para maging star student, would that help you in terms of ROTC or preparing yourself for ROTC? If yes or no, why?
Kasi kami nung high school, since yun nga, ano kami, special science class kami, we never experienced actually CAT. Bawal kaming bigyan ng CAT subject because we need to focus more on math and science. So yung mga regular section, yung naka-experience talaga ng may subject sila na CAT. Pina-experience lang siya sa amin, siguro mga 1, 2... session. And I think yung discipline na binigay sa amin, na meron kami bilang kailangan aral compared dun sa mga kabatch namin na nag-CCAT is the same. Pero more on physical activities sila compared to us na we need to study math and science. Nagkaroon kami ng mga extra subject. May mga kailangan kaming pagdaanan para mapasa namin yung ano pag hindi namin napasa alam mo yon either ibabagsak sa regular class or magre-repeat ka ng school year parang ganun yung tinatanong ni Mr. Any Otis Jacob na did it help us to ano yung discipline kung ano yung discipline na meron kami I think mas lamang yung disiplina talaga ng mga naka-experience ng CAT at ROTC compared to us na puro aral lang. Kasi hindi namin na-experience yung maarawan, hindi na, kaya nung I remember, napalo pa ako sa pet ng CAT teacher namin kasi tawa ako ng tawa dahil yung pinapagawa niya sa amin, talagang tawang-tawa ako. So, yun. Kasi hindi namin na-experience yung mag-push up ka ng 20 times dyan tapos ikaw lang, tapos yung mga kaklase mo hindi, yung parang nakakaya pag hindi mo ginawa, or alam mong may ginawa kang mali kasi pinagpo-push up ka mag-isa, or may punishment ka, ganun. So, hindi namin na ano yun, kasi hindi kami nag-CAT dahil nga, ano kami, yung special science class. So, alam mo yun, yung iba yung tingin namin sa mga, sa nung pinat-experience namin yung CAT, iba yung naging take namin. Hindi kami ganun ka-discipline compared to those who really are undergoing CAT that time. Ayun.
Before we end, I'd like to ask everyone what are your final thoughts on, you know, the ROTC?
Siguro, ano, I'll start, no? Regardless kung ibalik o hindi yung ROTC, I think the only way that we can help yung issue, which is major issue ngayon, issue mental health ng mga kabataan, is to, alam mo yun, tulungan din sila. Explain to them that they need physical activities, not just only social media, that now that face-to-face school is slowly ano, being implemented and nagkakaroon na tayo ulit ng chance na magkaroon ng mga gathering. Siguro, ano, yun nga, tulungan nating explain sa mga kabataan why we are giving them these particular activities. Hindi lang para dahil gusto nating ipa-implement para lang madisiplina sila kasi nga hindi na raw nadisiplina yung mga kabataan, lumalala na yung mental health issue. Siguro hindi rin natin na-explain kasing maigi kung bakit kailangan. Or mali yung pagkaka-explain natin, mali yung wordings natin na bakit kailangan siyang ibalik at bakit kailangan i-implement sa mga kabataan yung ROTC. Siguro yung mga lawmakers natin ngayon, yung National Defense Secretary natin, yung mga doctors natin, kung nakikinig sila ng podcast na to, no? Siguro magkaroon kayo ng clue from us na explain natin sa kanila bakit kailangan ng ROTC. Yung sinabi ni Mr. George kanina na we need reserve people to help the country in the future, in the coming, you know, kung may karon man ng problema yung bansa natin in the future, at least meron tayong mga capable individual citizens na kayang pagtanggol ang Pilipinas. And yun nga, pwede nating i-incorporate na hindi lang pagmamarcha, pag yung kailangan sink in yung pagmamarcha natin or pabilisan ng pagtanggal, pagbuo, pagbalik ng rifle. Ituro din natin sa mga kabataan talaga yung basic na survival skills. Like yung nasabi ko na sa mga nakarang episodes, yung like for example yung sa 81 sa Korea, hindi magkakaroon ng ganong masyadong maraming tragedy na namatay kung marunong tayo sa basic like CPR, 'di ba? Dapat tinuturo talaga 'yan sa mga kabataan. Pag nagkasunog, ano yung kailangan gawin? Ano yung kailangan gawin? Bakit kailangan magkaroon tayo ng knowledge when it comes to earthquake tulad ngayon, 'di ba? Sa Turkey, pag pray natin yung mga tao sa Turkey and Syria, 'di ba? Na bakit kailangan magkaroon tayo ng basic survival skills, 'di ba? Hindi lang para pa-impose to dahil wala nang disiplina yung mga kabataan. Ngayon, for sure, meron pa rin naman silang disiplina na titira sa katawan nila. Dahil katulad din natin, dumaan din tayo sa pagkabata or sa kabataan. Siyempre, ito yung molding stage nila na medyo marami pa silang malikot pa yung mga utak nila, imaginations nila and everything. So, kailangan lang talaga na explain kung bakit kailangan matutunan nila yung mga ganun. And ako, pabor ako na ibalik yung ROTC para naman magkaroon ng physical activities yung mga kabataan and ma-stay away sila sa mga kung ano na yung mga nakita nila sa social media. Sobrang ano na eh, sobrang lala na. Kasi kahit ako bilang isang tita ng mga pamangkin ko, nababother na rin ako sa mga pinapost nila. at age of 11, 12, nagpo-post na ng shower pictures, shower videos. Hindi na tama. Yun.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Ako, sabihin ko na yung ako, ano, mabilis lang ano. Ibalik niyo na yan, ibalik niyo yung ROTC. It's very important. And then to be honest, you don't need to explain why you need to put it back. Let's put it back. Kasi kahit anong sabihin niyo, there will always be people who will be against it. Especially the ones who are very noisy. The thing is, people who know better must take action. So we all know why it's for, what it's for. Put it back. I just hope na if they do put it back, make it more streamlined siguro. Kasi imagine, I'm from Lasal. They have a navy. We don't have a navy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're if you're a navy, if you're training to be, naval officer or a naval reservist, I mean, you need to be on a boat. You need to be, and Ateneo, I think, is Air Force. I mean, you need to be able to fly a plane. I mean, how do you do that? We don't even have those. We don't have ships.
There's very few. Truck driving simulation.
Oh, yeah. But I think we just need to streamline it better. Ayun lang naman. Go. Reg, Arvin.
Reg, Arvin.
Reg, Arvin.
I would just like to say na we really just need to put it back, pero we need to have a better implementation. Let's learn from what happened dun sa mga dati nating mistakes when it comes to like ROTC, di ba? I think the hazing, yung parang it's a part of what it was eh. Pero since we're starting clean, matagal na wala, ibabalik natin. I think tanggalin natin yon, and let's just focus on what is needed or what's really needed to be, you know, what's really needed to be learned, you know, yung survival skills, the discipline napaka-importante, and yun, I think nas nabanggit na rin ni Mr. George yung mga gusto ko masabi. So I'm all good na. I mean, just to that.
Sir Egg?
First and foremost, I'd like to thank Batang 90s for like having me with you guys. Always an honor to be here with you. I think that like everything important that I would have said was already said by Sir George and Sir Arvin. Don't think of something different as some like enemy or something that would create like friction for your daily life. Sometimes things are in a way best experienced before criticized, rather than like, I don't want to do that because I heard that this is this. You have to experience things first in order to have that official opinion about something. At least that's from where I stand. And again, thank you so much for having me. Always an honor to guest here at Batang 90s. And thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
All right. I think every point has been said. Good points, bad points. There are no valid or I think wrong or right ones naman. We all have our perspectives. So before we end, we would like to thank Sir Reg from Rejang for coming in the show and giving us his point of views as well and experiences what relates to 90s, no? So that concludes our podcast for today, guys. Abangan nyo kami next time for more kwentuhan about 90s life, insights, and current events that we can relate to 90s experiences. Again, help support the podcast by following us on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, and sharing the link of the podcast to your friends, loved ones, acquaintances, or buy us coffee if you're feeling generous. Check the link in the description to see how. And check us out next time for more Batang 90s. Bye, everyone.
Bye.